Hi, and welcome to In the News on Chris. I'm Steve Sacco. Today I'll be reading from Time Magazine. We're going to continue the April 29th, 2024 edition of Time Magazine, which is the Time 100, the world's most influential people. And this week we're going to start with artists, and we're going to start with Dev Patel, Pacesetter, by Daniel Kaluuya. I first met Dev Patel at the very first read-through for Skins, before he ever got on TV. He was so full of life, and we both couldn't believe we were missing school to do this. After Slumdog Millionaire, I went from getting food with him in Wetherspoons to watching him at the Golden Globes, within a month, and he still checked in when he got back. Dev radiates goodness. His humanity shines through every time he graces the screen, leaving you no choice but to root for him even when his character is doing something foul. His presence makes you understand where he's coming from. With a career that always elevates, his latest performance in Monkey Man is my favorite, giving us a fierce, soulful empathy, a channeled rage. Shades of him we have yet to see. Knowing he was so into martial arts before Skins, he's brought it all together. Monkey Man is his moment, and an incredible directorial debut. Dev sets the pace. He's limitless. He's fearless. Our responsibility as a generation is to go into familiar spaces and see them through new perspectives, thus creating, finding, and sharing a space that has never been touched before. He has that gift. He continues to surpass himself and surprise us, and we're all waiting for where he'll take us next. Daniel Kaluuya is an Oscar-winning actor. Next we have Jeffrey Wright, Cinematic Chameleon, and this is by Octavia Spencer. The first time I watched Jeffrey Wright act, I wanted to devour all his work. An actor who can disappear inside a role is, to me, the hallmark of genius. I believed him in The Hunger Games, in Angels in America, in Shaft. In American Fiction, Jeffrey captured what it feels like for me as an artist. There's what the world wants to see and the stereotypes it expects, and there's the determination to defy those expectations. Jeffrey has always challenged what society thinks a black actor should or should not be. As much as I loved American Fiction, it also left me a little hollow because it shows the journey people of color face, especially black people. Jeffrey embodied it beautifully. He pulls you in with his soulfulness, through his eyes, through the stillness and the nuance of his work. It can be explosive. It can be quiet. He's constantly pushing himself, and he's influencing a new generation of actors to go further. Octavia Spencer is an Oscar-winning actor. Next we have Brooks Headley, Culinary Craftsman. This is by David Chang. Before he was a chef, Brooks Headley was a drummer. To follow his journey from hardcore punk clubs to fine dining kitchens to the forefront of culinary innovation is to reconsider not just how we view cooking, but also how we might better express ourselves. His New York City restaurant, Superiority Burger, brings together a motley crowd for a shared dining experience unlike any other. The menu, which I hesitate to describe as vegetarian because it sounds so restrictive, is a dynamic canvas for the freshest farms markets finds. The namesake burger is otherworldly. His focaccia is unreal. The gelato's outrageous. To me, Brooks is the American embodiment of the Japanese shokunin, a singularly dedicated, innovative, authentic craftsman. His restaurant challenges our notions of what makes for great cuisine and where you can find it. He's influenced the global dialogue about sustainability and the ethics in food, all while actively avoiding the spotlight. Brooks is happiest when he's working in the background. After all, he's the drummer at heart. David Chang is a restaurateur, author, and a podcaster. Now let's head over to Titans for Times 100, the world's most influential people, and we'll start with Satya Nadella, Shepherding AI, and is by Melody Hobson. Satya Nadella is profoundly influential in shaping our future, and that's a good thing for humanity. Microsoft's significant investment in OpenAI in partnership with Mistral AI puts him at the forefront of the artificial intelligence revolution. A technologist with heart, Satya sees AI as a tool that would empower humans. Still, there's rightful concern about unintended consequences and misuse. That's why it's so reassuring that Satya is one of AI's stewards. His thoughtfulness and humility should make us safer. While serving with him on the board of Starbucks, I've noticed that Satya doesn't need to be the center of attention. In fact, he doesn't seem to need any attention at all. Still, he commands it. Satya is widely applauded for propelling Microsoft to a $3 trillion plus market value, making it the largest company in the world. Of course, I admire him for accomplishing this truly remarkable feat, but I most admire him for leading with integrity, strength, and kindness. Melody Hobson is co-CEO and president of Ariel Investments. Next, we have Kelly Robinson, inspiring advocate, and this is by Sarah Kate Ellis. As president of the Human Rights Campaign, Kelly Robinson has a vision for a more equal and just world that, paired with her talent and for building coalitions across all intersections, has taken the LGBTQ plus movement and the larger social justice movement by storm, when it is needed the most. In no short order, she has ignited innovative campaigns that uplift the most marginalized in our community, including queer people of color and transgender people. Kelly has a voice that demands to be heard, whether it's in front of Congress, at a political rally, or even over social media. She inspires and mobilizes longtime advocates and new young activists into action with fresh energy and urgency. She has also brought the LGBTQ plus movement to recognize the critical intersectional work needed on gun reform, racial justice, immigration, voting rights, climate, abortion, and safeguarding our very democracy. Her dream of freedom for all truly means all. The future of the LGBTQ plus movement is here. Sarah Kate Ellis is president and CEO of GLAAD. Next, we have Larry Ellison, Making Big Bets, and this is by Tony Blair. How Larry Ellison developed Oracle is a story that starts in 1977, full of adventurous bets that most people thought wrongly he would lose. Decades later, Oracle is the custodian of a staggering portion of the globe's data. He did it once. He did it twice. Roughly 10 years ago, he stepped down as CEO. Business was steady, though not spectacular, and Oracle risked losing its luster. Larry reinvigorated his role as Oracle's chief technology officer and literally rebuilt the company with cloud at its core and AI heavily embedded, branching out into data centers and healthcare. The results are spectacular. Now he's working on how applying technology can solve problems for some of the most disadvantaged communities and countries, where we work together on delivering transformative change. Larry has the mind of an engineer, the curiosity of a thousand cats, and the humility to keep learning, which is the chief characteristic of a true changemaker. Tony Blair is a former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and founder of the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change, which has partnered with Ellison's philanthropic foundation. Next, we have the leaders from Time 100, the world's most influential people. Let's start with Rena Lee, Safeguarding the Seas, and this is by Sylvia Early. Imagine navigating negotiations for a legal framework governing human activities over and under about half of the world. That has been the challenge facing Rena Lee, Singapore's ambassador for oceans and law of the sea issues and president of a UN intergovernmental conference on marine biodiversity, during 5 years of turbulent discussions over efforts to safeguard life in the high seas. With calm dignity, determination, and grace, Lee successfully led deliberations to legally protect the biodiversity within the blue heart of the planet, the cornerstone of the Earth's life support system. Thunderous applause and cheers erupted from those attending the historic meeting last spring, when after nearly 40 hours of nonstop wrangling, Lee announced, "The ship has reached the shore." We all should applaud her heroic moves, breaking deadlocks over governance of human actions that impact not just the future of the tunas, the sharks, the squids, and the whales, but that all of life on Earth, the humans included. Sylvia Early is an oceanographer and the president and chairperson of Mission Blue. Next we have Jigar Shah, Fueling Clean Energy, and this is by Richard Branson. Relentlessly optimistic, pioneering, and passionate, Jigar Shah has dedicated his life to unlocking the entrepreneurial opportunity that lies in a clean energy transition. And as director of the U.S. Department of Energy's Loan Programs Office, he's demonstrating how this truly is one of the greatest opportunities of our time. Overseeing more than $200 billion in government loans to bring every innovation to the market, Jigar leads one of the largest economic development programs the world has ever seen. His work may well usher in an unprecedented era of green and clean prosperity, and of course, new jobs. With drive and vision, he started his career with the launch of Sun Edison in 2003, which brought previously unseen investment to the solar market. Other successful ventures like Generate Capital soon followed. When Virgin Unite, our foundation, joined a group of like-minded entrepreneurs to set up the Carbon War Room in 2009, Jigar became the first CEO of this new and exciting initiative to leverage market-based models for climate action. His legacy lives on as the Carbon War Room merged with energy nonprofit RMI to become an unstoppable force. There's no doubt that when future generations write the history of the world's clean energy revolution, Jigar Shah will be hailed as one of its key architects. Richard Branson is the founder of the Virgin Group. Next, we have Lauren Blavelt, Getting Out the Vote, and this is by Rebecca Compertz. The legislative branch is not doing what's needed to protect abortion rights in the United States, so mobilizing a crowd is an essential strategy to stop the resulting injustice. It takes enormous commitment and energy to make a citizen ballot initiative like Issue 1 in Ohio, where enshrining the right to an abortion in the state constitution was a success. As the co-chairs of the Olones United for Reproductive Rights, Lauren Blavelt represents all the people who work day and night to get out the vote, and all the voters who came out in support of Issue 1 in November of 2023, the first time voters in a Republican-controlled state weighed in directly on the right to an abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Ohio provided a blueprint for other states to follow. Within the patchwork of different state laws, clinics in Ohio remained a life-saving refuge for women from surrounding states that have banned abortions, especially for those who cannot use telemedical services like Aid Access because they are more than 13 weeks pregnant. Lauren, thank you for putting in all your hard work and commitment and for making this ballot initiative a success. Rebecca Gompertz is founder and director of Women on Waves, Women on Web, and Aid Access. Now let's head over to innovators from Times 100, the world's most influential people. And we're going to start with Maya Rudolph, comedic genius. And this is by Amy Poehler. Maya Rudolph is a super talent who is lit from within. A performing polymath, she's able to deliver big laughs and deep emotions at the same time. We all fell in love with her on Saturday Night Live, where her characters were not only funny, they were having fun. Her work constantly reminds us that we shouldn't be taking ourselves or our lives too seriously. For a comedy genius, she's a giant comedy fan. She is generous with her laughter. She loves being part of a team, but she can make the winning shot if you need to pass her the ball. And let's not forget her voice, a special gift given her by her mother, Minnie. The voice can sing lead in a Prince cover band, deliver a ridiculous version of the national anthem, or give shape to animated characters that win Emmys. In Apple TV's Loot, she plays Molly Novak, a billionaire who learns to give back. In life, Maya has already figured that out. She gives to us over and over again. We should count ourselves lucky that we get to live in a world where the hilarious California mama named Maya Rudolph is here to soothe our pain. Amy Poehler is a writer, producer, and Emmy-winning actor. Next, we have Connie Walker, Uncovering Truths, by Julian Brave Noisecat. Connie Walker's first assignment for her high school newspaper was a story about the murder of a Salto indigenous woman by two white men near where Walker grew up on the Oconee's First Nation. She didn't see any indigenous journalists covering the story. She realized she could be that voice. Nearly a decade ago, I interviewed Walker because she had become that voice. Her groundbreaking work has shed light on unsolved cases of missing and murdered indigenous people, even unearthing new evidence. While many newsrooms continue to ignore our stories, Walker has skin in the game. In the most recent season of her Pulitzer Prize-winning podcast, Stolen, she's turned her investigative acumen on the Indian residential school where her father was abused, a story all too familiar for the Native families. It's her relentless commitment to exposing hidden truths, which she pursues with the dogged drive of an investigator, the compassion of a relative, and the vulnerability of an artist, that makes her voice so powerful. Julian Brave Noisecat is a writer and a filmmaker. Next we have Marina Tabasman, Forward Thinking Architect, and this is by Sarah M. Whiting. Altruism isn't typically a term attributed to award-winning architects, a profession where signature has become a common adjective. But Marina Tabasman isn't typical. She's developed a practice and a way of being that prioritizes the local cultures and values, as well as the perils faced by our shared planet. Her altruism even extends to buildings themselves. She cares for her creations as creatures partaking in the resources of the earth, describing the mosque that she built in Dhaka, Bangladesh, which won the prestigious Aga Khan Award. She said a building has to be able to breathe without artificial aids. Elsewhere in the country, which faces increased flood risks due to climate change, she's developed houses that are cost-effective and easy to move. Clearly, buildings shouldn't just breathe, they should avoid getting their feet wet. While she practices very locally, she teaches, lectures, and is recognized internationally, modeling architecture not only as an individual signature, but as a collective Esperanto. Sarah M. Whiting is the dean of the Harvard Graduate School of Design. Next we have Sia Kolisi, Pride of a Nation, and this is by Trevor Noah. You can't really separate South Africa's history from rugby. Nelson Mandela once offered rugby as an olive branch between the opposing sides of a country, so there's an immense amount of pride when it comes to the sport. It's like the connective tissue of the nation. Sia Kolisi, as the captain of the national rugby team, is right at the center. He's been the embodiment of hope during a time in which many South Africans find it hard to hold on to any. Through political strife and an energy crisis and the effects of COVID-19, Sia has made rugby into something more than just a competition. His multiple victories, the country's victories, have meant so much. Through his wisdom and humility, Sia has taught us how to be powerful and what a powerful captain should be, someone who serves and inspires those who lead. And for him, to lead a team in a historically white sport, to be loved and adored by fans of all races, is an immense achievement. Sia is an incessant warrior on the field, but he's also a doting dad, a loving husband, and a great friend. He's given so much to a nation of 62 million people. I hope he's been savoring every moment of his success. Trevor Noah is a comedian, writer, and an Emmy-winning television host. Now we can head over to icons from Times 100, the world's most influential people. And we're going to start with Sofia Coppola, Paradigm Shifter, and this is by Rashida Jones. In 2002, Sofia Coppola came to my acting class to workshop her script for an upcoming movie, Lost in Translation. I was an out-of-work actor who had just bombed an audition for the role of Dog Walker on an episode of Law & Order. Suddenly, I was being directed by one of the most exciting young directors of my generation. She made only one movie, The Virgin Suicides, but she was already a paradigm-shifting icon. Since then, she's continued to train her empathetic gaze and singular aesthetic on the empty spaces and in-betweens of women's lives. I was lucky enough to play one of those women in On the Rocks, almost 20 years after our first meeting. Sofia has an elegant leadership style as a director that makes it a pleasure to be on her set. She is collaborative and communicates with grace. But beneath that is a deftness, a quiet determination. She has the vision of a master painter. Whether the movies are set in 18th century France, the 1960s Tennessee, or modern-day Manhattan, there's an achingly beautiful, unmistakable continuity in the Sofia Coppola cinematic universe. Rashida Jones is an actor, writer, and Emmy-nominated producer. Next we have Thelma Golden, Soul-Stirring Vision, and this is by Michelle Obama. Every once in a while, my good friend Thelma Golden will meet someone who is shocked to learn this tiny, energetic, and dynamic woman is a paradigm-shifting curator. Some would find this disheartening, but not Thelma. She sees it as a chance to show the world exactly what she can do. As one of the most influential people in art, Thelma knows the power of flipping an assumption on its head. Her exhibits at the Studio Museum in Harlem and the Whitney not only stop you in your tracks, they also show you so much more about the depth of the Black experience. Her steadfast dedication has given voice to a new generation of artists and curators who are ready to stir our souls as well. Folks who may not otherwise have gone unnoticed had it not been for Thelma's eye for talent and potential. She has broadened the world of art to better reflect the sum of us, rather than just a few. That's power. And that's why, while some folks might go on underestimating her, I'll never be one of them. Michelle Obama is a lawyer, an author, and former First Lady of the United States. Next we have Mark Cuban, Rethinking Drug Pricing, and this is by Ashton Kutcher. Mark Cuban is a true visionary, changemaker, and friend. He has demonstrated bold and entrepreneurial spirit that fueled the rise of streaming media and continues to leave an indelible mark on the world. But perhaps his most impactful venture yet is the Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company. He's challenging the broken pharmaceutical industry by helping millions afford vital medications. Mark is showing that compassion and innovation can go hand in hand to solve some of the society's biggest challenges. Leveraging his business acumen and celebrity platform to disrupt the status quo requires a delicate balance, and Mark is doing it to provide real, tangible relief to people in need. Mark Cuban is more than just a wildly successful entrepreneur. He's willing to share what he's learned and built with others to help them reach their potential, while setting an example as a humanitarian who uses his gifts to build a better, healthier, more equitable world for us all. Bravo, Mark. Ashton Kutcher is an actor, producer, and an entrepreneur. Now let's head over to pioneers from Times 100, the world's most influential people, and let's start with Leslie Loco, Curating the Future. And this is by Ava DuVernay. Leslie Loco is one of the forces of nature who does many things well. She's an acclaimed architect and academic, having established the University of Johannesburg's Graduate School of Architecture. But one of the things I love about her is that while she's thriving as a star in the architecture world, she's also writing novels. Yes, she's penned more than a dozen books chronicling tales of intrigue, romance, and adventure. Like I told you, force of nature. So when I met her in Venice last summer as the curator of the Monumental Architecture Biennale, the industry's largest festival, I was reliably dazzled by her brilliance and focus. The first person of African descent appointed to the esteemed position, she chose to call her singular showcase the Laboratory of the Future. This colossal exhibition included 89 participants, with over half from Africa or the Africa Diaspora, giving voice to a new generation of artists. And it boasted complete gender parity, like I told you, force of nature. And in January, Leslie won the Royal Institute of British Architects Gold Medal, the first black woman to be so honored since its founding in 1848. Her extraordinary trajectory eviscerates the old world that had maintained a dominant perspective in architecture, one that she calls a singular, exclusive voice, whose reach and power ignores huge swaths of humanity, as though we have been listening and speaking in one tongue only. Now, we hear hers. Leslie creates new landscapes to reimagine access and impact and vision and vibrant futures. Her presence in the world of architecture is the very foundation upon which fresh perspectives and passions will flourish. She's indeed a force of nature, a force for change, a force for good. Ava DuVernay is an Oscar-nominated and an Emmy-winning filmmaker. And I think we have time for one more. Asma Khan, A Taste of Home. And this is by Padma Lakshmi. I met Asma Khan when she was a guest on Top Chef. She cooked a thali meal for our contestants, which they loved. Asma's a ball of energy with a wicked sense of humor. She's the auntie you would have said was your favorite growing up. Her acclaimed London restaurant, Darjeeling Express, has an all-female kitchen. Most chefs are older South Asian immigrants who lack formal training. Asma's not only interested in doing the right thing, she's a shrewd businesswoman as well. South Asian aunties know the cuisine the best. Many Indian restaurants in the West have menus where everything kind of tastes the same. But Asma's food is surprising. It doesn't taste like restaurant food, and that's the highest compliment. Asma's been featured on Chef's Table and won all kinds of acclaim for her food, but she's humble. I'm excited for Asma to start hosting the documentary series Tiffin Stories, which will highlight food from the Indian diaspora. She will also be a natural host. She's hospitable, and she genuinely cares about people. Padma Lakshmi is an Emmy-nominated producer and host. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I've been reading from Time Magazine, the April 29, 2024 edition of Time Magazine, which is the Time 100, the world's most influential people. I'm Steve Sacco. So long until next time.